Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again. Hope you all are having a fantastic day, afternoon, night, whatever time it might be for you. Today, I want to talk about the year 2020. And this episode, what we'll be talking about in this episode, sort of ties into the previous content in which I talked about how, you know, you don't have to be happy 24/7. You don't have to be smiling, positive 24/7, right? You might have seen that in my newer formatted Instagram posts. The first one I made was talking about how you don't have to be happy all the time, right? And this is something new that I've been sort of, not exactly new, but it's something that I've been talking about that I haven't always talked about, because my perspective shift happened, I would think, maybe a few to several months ago, right? When I stopped identifying as a motivational speaker, and because of that shift, I started talking about different things, right? And so this episode today kind of has to tie in with that same concept. And in specifically, we'll be talking about 2020. Now, I want to just knock this right out of the way, just like get this out of the way and be very clear about what I'm trying to say. If you think that the year 2020 sucks, then, hey, I think I'd probably agree with you. Like, I'm not trying to say to have a pessimistic sort of view, right? But let's be real for a second. Let's be realistic. 2020 has looked really, really ugly, especially compared to the last couple years. And for other people, I don't know how long it would be since you had a year as bad as 2020. But just some of the things to remember with what happened in 2020, right? We lost Kobe Bryant. We had the coronavirus pandemic just spread like wildfire, and we were locked down. We had more racism and police brutality, and then we had to deal with riots and looting. And we've we've been through a lot of terrible things. We've also lost Rekful. And, you know, Kobe Bryant and Rekful specifically, they are, you know, in their own niche, but they still have people. They're still people who are widely respected, right? We've lost people. We've had this pandemic hit. The economy took a huge nosedive and crashed. We've had to deal with, you know, just, it's been a wild ride. 2020 has looked very, very ugly. And we just crossed the halfway point of 2020, right? We're in July now. So this is just from January to June, the first 6 months of 2020, all of this happened. I mean, one crazy year, right? It's not even like all of this took place within the entire year. No, this took place within the first half of 2020. And I mean, if you feel like 2020 has sucked, I wouldn't hold you back from saying that or believing that, because it also, like I said before, it ties in with the same idea and principle that you don't have to be happy 24/7. You don't have to be positive 24/7. And if you're upset about how, you know, terrible the year has been so far, then be upset. I understand that completely. Like, I'm not, like, overall with the circumstances and with what's happened in this year so far, it's been really, I mean, I'm not talking about in the overall sense, but a lot of the things that have happened really make 2020 look bleak. And so if you feel like 2020 sucks, then own those feelings and just be it. You know, I'm not saying to have a pessimistic point of view, but I don't think we would be very realistic if we were to say that 2020 has been all sunshine and rainbows. And I've seen so many comments on the internet, on different social media platforms, because as you guys probably know by now, I spend a lot of time reading people's comments and the content that people put out there to understand how people feel about certain things and where they come from and where their ideas are. A lot of people online are talking about how 2020 is just a terrible, crappy year. Like, they're saying things like, screw 2020, you know, like, They say a lot of swear words and stuff that I try not to repeat, because I try to be mindful of my audience of kids, teenagers. And so I'm not going to say those things, but people have been very upset at 2020 and with what's happened. And you have every right to be. It's not it wouldn't be, like I said, realistic for me to say that, you know, 2020 has been a spectacular year. And it certainly, you know, back then, several months ago, before this, you know, this change in mentality from going from being, you know, a motivational speaker to who I am today. If you asked me about my outlook on this back when I was a motivational speaker, then yeah, I might have said the same stuff about how you have to see the good through the bad and, you know, be positive and, you know, pick yourself up. And I don't say that anymore. So in response to this whole idea that 2020 sucks, I say take the time you need to recover from it, to gather your thoughts, find ways to cope with the problems. It's not going to be immediate. I'm not telling you to just immediately put a smile on your face and pretend like 2020 has been okay, because frankly, that at least the way I see it, it hasn't. And I know that 2020, I've grown in a number of ways. I've been sort of juggling content production, and these days I've been more consistent with it, which is good. And of course, through time, my voice has gotten better, as in like my ability to speak and carry a proper flow and articulate what's on my mind. You know, those things have improved, but I'm talking about just the general outlook of 2020 with the circumstances, the pandemic, the lockdown, the riots, the racism, the all this stuff going on. It's put a damper on people's mood, and rightfully so. So basically, what I just wanted to say in this episode today is, I mean, if you think the year sucks, then good for you. Just, you know, like I said in that post on Instagram, it's okay to take a visit in the realm of unhappiness and sadness, anger, frustration. You know, it's okay to take a visit, because that's just what it means to be human. We're not going to be happy every single day of our lives, every single second of our lives. So it'd be foolish to try to make it that way. It's okay to have your downtime from times when you're happy. And that's really the narrative that I'm trying to push, is don't beat yourself up if you're unhappy. I think another thing that's relevant to this is, you know, I feel like a lot of social media constantly pushes for positivity, constantly pushes for happiness and smiles. Like, that's all over. That's plastered all over social media, these messages about how you have to be so happy, coming from influencers or pages that just post motivational content. We constantly push this idea of being happy. But here I am, and my narrative has changed. I'm not trying to push simply happiness. That's why my bio reads optimistic and real, optimistic realities, because I want to be real with people, and being real with people means accepting and acknowledging that there will be times when you're not your best, when you're not your happiest. And so I want to talk to people like that when they're in that state of mind. And I'm not going to say change your state. I'm going to say it's okay to be where you are right now for a visit. Just don't stay here. Don't wallow here. Don't like continue for longer than necessary to be unhappy or sad or frustrated or angry. I do push for optimism. I do push for providing people hope that things will get better, that all our difficulties and hardships and roadblocks are just temporary, which is true. No hardship in life lasts forever. And so that's why I try to shift my focus on the message to that. But at the same time, I don't want to lose sight of the very real aspect of life, where we are unhappy, where we justly complain about life and about how sometimes it really sucks and how the circumstances can suck, because that is the case. I think 2020 has been a pretty bad year compared to my other previous years. And I think at least for many people out there, they could feel the same way too. Like, I don't know what goes on other people's lives, but at least for me, 2020 just took a nosedive in my life timeline. But anyway, that's really the gist of what I wanted to say today in this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm glad I managed to squeeze it under 10 minutes. So if you like my take on this, what I just said, and honestly, I really would like to hear about your thoughts regarding, you know, my new shift in mentality and perspective of going from being someone who simply pushed positivity and happiness and smiles and good times to somebody who is now also acknowledging a very real aspect of life. like, I'm not encouraging pessimism. I'm not encouraging people to be sad, angry. You know, I'm not telling you, you know, go ahead and command yourself to be an unhappy, sad person. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if life hits you and you get upset, then that's, you're justified in feeling that way, and that you don't have to immediately force yourself to be a happy person from the get-go. It's okay to fall and, you know, take your time to recover and be angry and be upset for a period of time. Just don't stay there. That is what I'm trying to say. So anyway, though, I did say I was closing off this episode, so hope you enjoyed it once again. Please feel free to let me know what your thoughts are, as always, in a comment, DM, or a voice message, and I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.